Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens Audit Committee, March 22nd, 2022 meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 2 p.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. May I proceed with roll call?
Please do. Thank you.
Chairman Knight is unable to attend today, and Chair Baruff agreed to chair the Audit Committee. Governor Baruff?
Here.
Governor Thomas?
Here.
You have a quorum, Chairman.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and approval of prior meetings minutes. Do we have a motion?
A motion and an A vote from me.
Do we have a quorum? Or do we need one or what?
There's three on the committee, sir, so you have a quorum.
Oh, so two out of three, we're good. Okay, thanks. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Martins. You're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, Governor. For the record, I'm Joe Martins, Chief of Internal Audit. I'd like to refer you to tab 2, page 1 of the executive summary, where I provide an overview of audit progress and noted that 41% of the projects scheduled for the period have been completed. Since the previous meeting, we finalized four engagements, and I highlight the checkprinting software implementation, where we evaluated user access configuration to confirm that appropriate processes and controls are in place to monitor and manage user access and provisioning of the new checkprinting software. We also validated that system users are appropriately segregated within the process and noted some realignment is needed with information system access management policy. This was discussed with management and remediation was implemented. With the Claims Litigation Legal Services Guidelines, we, in response to the suggestions made by E&Y in the Claims Litigation Review, participated with management and provided input in their revision of these outside counsel guidelines. The draft of the revised guidelines was completed by the business and the project team and provided to management for review. An audit of the revised and automated rate override process indicated that the process is well designed, adequate controls are in place to ensure that proper use and clear rules, guidelines, and procedures are in place for when qualifying premium or rate changes occur. Every year, Internal Audit actively participates and supports the implementation of process changes resulting from legislative changes. With the implementation of Senate Bill 1598 requirements, we participated on the project and provided oversight and guidance where appropriate. Next slide, please. We currently have 11 engagements in progress, which includes 4 audit and 7 project support engagements. The project support engagements refer to initiatives where audit provides proactive support in either the assessment or development of new workflows and processes, or the implementation of newly purchased systems and related process changes. The 4 audits we engage in refers to the Management Peer Program, which is a customer-focused turnkey service that returns the customer's property to pre-loss conditions and helps reduce the rising cost of water litigation. The service is provided through a third-party vendor, which manages fourth-party contractors to repair the policyholder's property. Internal Audit will assess the vendor's contractor due diligence, management of contractors, after job quality inspections, contract assignment process, and handling of customer complaints. In addition, Internal Audit will review the MRP strategy and objectives, program performance, and the presence of embedded controls in the process to ensure operational failures are mitigated. The agency management system was implemented during 2020. The platform supports the tracking and monitoring of agent licenses, commissions, performance, investigation complaints, and key performance indicators. Internal Audit will evaluate the adequacy and effectiveness of controls related to agency management processes and its application by reviewing agent appointments, reappointments and renewals, and agent suspensions and terminations, book of business transfers, system interface controls, system defects handling, access to assess the setup electronic funds transfers for commission payments, provision and deprovisioning of agents and licensed customer service representatives. Next, Citizens moved to a self-insured healthcare benefit strategy in 2017, which so far produced approximately $2 million in savings to the organization and fund participants. Through the production of reduction of administrative expenses. With this program, significant reliance is placed on a third-party vendor who provides Citizens with loss history analysis and benefit plan consulting to help with program administration. In addition, this information is relied on to adequately budget and plan payments of medical claims and administrative expenses. The success of the process relies on key controls performed by vendor supporting the self-insured health plan, which could negatively impact the program status if not working effectively. Internal audit will evaluate the adequacy of the process by assessing policies and procedures, compliance with regulatory changes, securing of confidential health data, quarterly reserving, stop-loss insurance, payment of claim and administrative expenses, and the eligibility of participants. The Personalized Underwriting Quality Assurance Program is intended to provide a review of the personalized underwriting tasks in accordance with procedures. Due to the challenges in the Florida market, Citizens experienced a significant growth in personalized policies and increased staffing. Internal audit will evaluate the adequacy and underwriting quality by assessing the elements included in the Quality Assurance Program, the frequency of program reviews and updates, communication to underwriting management, actions taken, and results of the process. Next slide, please. An additional 9 audit engagements are planned to start in the next quarter. These include audits of the application infrastructure standards and conformance, ELT and OKR metrics, House Bill 1079 post-implementation, Senate Bill 76 post-implementation, suspense account management, and vulnerability and patch management. Next slide, please. For open items, Intel Audit is tracking 4 observations, of which 1 is of high impact. The high impact issue added in 2021 refers to governance and oversight of compliance program within Citizens. All of these open items are being monitored and managed by management. Next slide, please. The enterprise risk team facilitates, enables, and partners with business areas to deliver forward-looking and insightful risk perspectives that support decision-making. The 2022 annual strategic risk assessment with the executive leadership team was completed in January. The objective was to identify risks that may adversely impact citizens' ability to achieve strategic objectives and key strategic initiatives over the next 12 to 18 months. Results from the assessment and mitigation will be shared with the committee in July. We also monitored 342 operational risks across the organization, and there are no operational risks for the high risk residual rating. Next slide, please. The internal control team is responsible for maintaining and monitoring Citizens' internal control framework. We are monitoring 116 primary controls. The 2021 was the second year that 100% of the control self-assessments were performed by control champions and managers, while the internal control team provide consultative support and performed quality reviews. Results from the 2021 management control self-assessments indicated that the majority of the controls are effectively designed and operating as intended. 10 of these controls had minor opportunities for improvement to strengthen the control design and or to improve the processes. Progress on implementing corrective action is being monitored. One of the primary controls was assessed as unable to conclude as results could not be definitively determined. The internal control team is providing additional consulting to the business area to more accurately determine whether the items noted were isolated events or opportunities to strengthen the control. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes my report if there are no questions.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Any questions?
No questions.
Behind tab 3 of your audit materials, you'll find the December 31st unaudited financial statements. At December 31st, 2021, Citizens held consolidated cash and invested assets of $9.1 billion, reflecting an increase of approximately $366 million from December of 2020. This increase was driven by an increase in cash flows from operations, largely as a result of an increase in written premium. Consolidated surplus at December 31st was $6.5 billion, marking an approximate increase of $85 million from December of 2020. Consolidated direct written premium in 2021 was $1.8 billion, an increase of $632 million from 2020 and $435 million greater than budget. Although renewal rates in 2021 continue to trend below renewal rates from 2020, an increase in new policies written largely within the Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties contributed most significantly to the overall increase in the written premium. Approximately 50% of all new personal lines policies written in 2021 were from those three counties. Premium ceded through reinsurance, including premium ceded to the Florida Hurricane Catastrophe Fund of $452 million were $225 million or 99% more than premium ceded in 2020. The increase in exposure, driven mainly by an increase in policy count, was the main driver for the year-over-year increase. As of December 31st, 2021, consolidated ultimate direct losses and LAE reported for Hurricanes Irma and Michael were $2.4 billion and $150 million respectively, reflecting an increase of $124 million for Hurricane Irma only from December 31st, 2020. Of the $2.4 billion of Hurricane Irma, ultimate loss in LAE across all accounts, $1 billion is recoverable under Citizens reinsurance contracts with both the CAP fund and the private reinsurers. There are no reinsurance recoverables related to Hurricane Michael as the attachment levels of the reinsurance arrangements were not met. Net loss and LAE development on Hurricane Irma, Tropical Storm Eta, and Tropical Storm Sally in 2021 was $197 million. Development on pending claims and litigation on reopened claims for Hurricane Irma contributed to $49.3 million of the net adverse development. Tropical Storm Eta, which contributed $132.3 million in adverse development, experienced a significant volume of late reported claims in addition to a high level of litigation. Current projections indicate that approximately 40% of all Tropical Storm Eta claims will enter litigation. Similar to a Tropical Storm Eta, Tropical Storm Sally experienced an increase in the number of projected claims and contributed $15.8 million in adverse development during 2021. No ceded recoverables were recorded for Tropical Storms Eta or Sally due to the losses in LAE not meeting the attachment levels. Current accident year loss in LAE unrelated to hurricanes and sinkholes did not experience meaningful variances from the prior quarter as development of prior accident year losses in LAE were as expected. The 2021 accident year non-catastrophe loss and LAE ratios across all three accounts showed significant improvement in comparison to prior years. The dominant driver behind the improvement in loss in LAE was a continued downward trend in litigation rates, which continues to be the single most important factor in non-CAT loss in LAE. Within the commercial lines account, losses in LAE related to sinkhole claims were relatively unchanged. However, volatility and older non-sinkhole claims have the potential to contribute to material quarterly variances in the reported loss in LAE ratios in future periods. Administrative expenses incurred in 2021 were $130 million, or $6 million more than 2020, and $9 million less than budget. For the year ended December 31st, 2021, Citizens expense ratio was 16.6%, reflecting a 3.7% decrease from 2020 and a 3.4% decrease compared to budget. Total investment income in 2021 was $264.7 million, approximately the same as in 2020, while the average invested assets increased $339 million.
Ms. Montero, you said that the expenses were $9 million less than budgeted. Can you explain why?
The administrative expenses were $9 million less than budget, yes. I have the information, but I might have to get some help on what was actually driving it.
It's a big number.
Yep. It's on page, if you look on page 5 of 5 of the first, the actual financials, you'll see the 2000, a list of the administrative expenses broken out. You'll see the December 21, the December 20, and then the budget.
I'm still trying to find 5 to 5. Okay. I'm a little slow.
No problem.
Where is that?
It's the first document behind tab 3.
First document behind tab 3.
Within the audit materials, because I think you've got a combined book.
Okay, I'm on 5 on 5. Okay.
Okay, so that's the list of administrative expenses broken out by category. The total in December 21 was 130 million and the budget was 139. So professional services was over under budget. I'm looking for the big ones just to pop out. Software maintenance licensing was under.
Professional services is the big one. It looks like.
It looks like
8 million as opposed to 12.
Yeah, we budgeted 12.3.
4.2 that's under. That's almost half of what we're looking for, or I'm looking for. Then there's employee benefits is roughly 2.4 million, right?
Yes, and contingent staffing is 60, well, that one's over actually, 62 versus 58.6. Yeah. But those are the big
contingent
ones.
Contingent staffing's over, which makes sense because obviously the book of business is growing, so you have to add more staffing.
Operations and maintenance was 1.6, budget was 2.6.
Yeah, so there's another million. It's almost real money.
And we can get you more detail on any of these that you'd like, Mr. Chairman.
About 800,000 on travel and meals.
Yeah, COVID. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's 9 million's real money. I just want to know where it went or where we saved it. It's a good thing. We saved the money. Thank you.
Sure.
Please go ahead.
Sure. So I'll go back to the investment income. The total investment income in 2021 was 264.7 million, which is approximately the same as in 2020. While invested, the average invested assets increased 339 million. The decrease in earned income of 16.1 million was principally driven by significant reductions in interest rates during 2020, as well as reductions in tax-exempt holdings resulting from the scheduled maturities of certain outstanding bond obligations. However, this decrease is largely offset by an increase of 15.9 million in realized gains, a significant amount of which were taken in July of 2021. Heading into the 2022 hurricane season, Citizens' total assets in surplus together with the 2022 budgeted reinsurance program help ensure adequate claims paying resources to meet any potential claims payment obligations that may arise due to hurricanes and continued growth in Citizens' policy count. If there are no more questions, that concludes my report.
Mr. Thomas.
Nothing for me, Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next at bat? Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Our report from Dixon Hughes Gibman, Brian Smith for the record. Very brief today, we have completed our planning and interim procedures for the external audit for Citizens. At this point, we have no findings to communicate to the audit committee. We are on track to complete our audit by May 15th, roughly. It's about the time we'll plan to issue our report. As a reminder, we have engaged Merlinos and Associates, an actuarial firm, to assist with the testing of audit reserves or insurance reserves, and that's in process. That's it for our report today, but take any questions you may have during the interim time.
We're good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Inspector General, we don't have any issues. Reference. We're done.
That's it.
Close this committee, and we're next on to the next one.
Great. Thank you, sir.